Good morning, everybody. It's 9 a.m. on the dot here at WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike. I'll be with you till 11 a.m. when something about the women comes in. Today it's going to be our friend Jane. Can't wait for that. So again, stick around till 11 a.m. for something about the women. Today it's just me and you and the tunes. So that means I got a bunch of free form and I have a bunch of new noise. I got 12 new noises today, right? Six times two? Yeah. Let me tell you what who is coming up on New Noise. Speed Fossil has a brand new EP out. Going to play something from that. Jennifer Teft and The Strange from Boston also got a new single on Rock Garden Records. Eric Barlow has got something new. Second play for this one for me. Great song. The Sins off of their brand new record, Little Miss Lost, have yet another one I want to play from that. And by the way, The Sins, at least Henry and Cindy, will be here next week, right here in studio. So playing their song today, a band called Homework has got something new. And the note that I made next to it said, oh yeah. So, you know, that's going to be good. At least I liked it. The Amplifier Heads, yeah, something new. Sal and Friends got something new, as well as the Yum Yums. They have something delicious to play today. Shred Flintstone is going to make yet another appearance as New Noise. The Teardowns from Boston, first play today. Can't wait. The band Leader has got something new. Going to play that. Pernice Brothers, second week in a row playing something from their new one, this time featuring the talents of Nico Case. And first up is Boston artist Chris Ballerini and his band The Drift. He's got a brand new one out, and I want to play something new from that. This is beautiful. It's called All or Nothing. Brand new noise from Chris Ballerini right here at WMFO.
Just for the record, I'm asking for more. Promise forever, this time through my door. You made me feel reckless, you made me feel weak. Don't know if I can love you anymore. Wall or nothing, not for nothing. I think I've swallowed my pride. Don't ask for forgiveness, don't ask where I've been. It's none of your business, where would I begin? I've had a few lovers, turned down a few. Don't know if I can love you anymore. Wall or nothing, not for nothing.
you're the show sure. All separate from the source. I know you're trying to live it up somehow. I know you're trying to live it up somehow. But this town keeps bearing you down. You'll never be reborn. I know you're trying to live it up somehow.
Listening to WMFO Bedford.
WMFO right here in Medford, 9:22 in the morning. I'm Mike. How you doing? Just finished up the first set. Let me tell you what happened. I started off with local Boston artist Chris Ballerini and his band The Drift, brand new title track from his release. I think it's an EP. It's awesome. It's called All or Nothing. And if that sounded familiar to you, Chris has been here before. He was an original founder of Six Fox Whiskey. So he's continued on with his solo career and just sounding great. Congratulations to Chris on this new release. Dopamine Dream was next with their song Bear It All from a record that came out last year, literally called Unknown. So they just gave up with naming the album, but I'm all right with that. Jeff Buckley had the third song of the set. The reason I kind of picked Jeff Buckley is, I love that record. I love this short career and what he was able to do. But Dopamine Dream before that, there's a genre listed for all these bands. And the genre there was psychedelic, so that kind of psyched me up. I like that. And I said, what could I play that's kind of psychedelic? Jeff Buckley. There's some of that in there. If there was a Gantt chart, you know, there's some psychedelic sneaking in there. It's Jeff Buckley from his incredible record title track from that called Grace. The next band was, they spell it out, Le Objectif, L'Objectif. I think it's like The Objective. Figured that out. In 2021, they put out that single that we heard called Drive in Mind and just finished up with new noise from Pernice Brothers. Played them last week as well. Their brand new one is called Will You Believe? Who Will You Believe? And that one had a special appearance with the talents of Nico Case. That one's called I Don't Need That Anymore. All right, I've got a band called Leader. Next, they are from Northern New Jersey. Mike Koskirko was nice enough to reach out to me and let me know about this one. This is new noise called Answer My Call from Leader right here at WMFO.
Don't immortalize me. no one.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My surface has rough edges. My diamond doesn't shine. Gotta reach around my corners, but dig deeper in my mind. Sometimes my words lack reaction, like luster from the vine. They change direction, transformed in a different life. Everyone has a good side, just gotta find it. Just hold on to a different light. Everyone has a good side.
WMFO Medford, 9:42 in the morning. Good morning. I'm Mike. Been here since 9. We'll be here till 11 a.m. when I know that our friend Jane is going to be here for something about the women. So definitely stick around for that. She'll be here 11 to 1. And then 1 o'clock, Brian Young takes over till 3 o'clock with Crash Course for the Ravers. And on and on and on. 4 o'clock, Vincent Maganzini comes up as well. So we got you covered all day right here at WMFO. All right, let me tell you what I played in that last set. Start with the fifth song of the set. It was a local band called The Teardowns. Brand new release called Coming From Your Blind Spot. That was in a different light. The band Him, and they say it all in caps. Great cover. from 1997 on a release called Greatest Love Songs, Volume 666. Okay, that was Wicked Game. They kind of rocked that up a bit. I like it. The Cure, Let's Go to Bed, had the third song of the set from 1983's release called Japanese Whispers. The Cave Dog, something a little bit different from a Q Division studio recording in the year 2000 called Fall Back In It. That was, of course, acoustic, Bed of Nails. And Leader, that band from Northern New Jersey, brand new release called Answer My Call. And that's what we heard right there for New Noise. All right, we have the return of Shred Flintstone. Yes, we do. They've got new noise from their latest record called Peace Music. This is Shred. I'll just call him by a first name. Whatever. This is Nowhere. New Noise at WMFO.
Lost in You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Woo-hoo!
It's been bugging me for so long. I've been wondering, and now I like to know. Should be simple, pretty plain. Just a matter of a simple yes or no. I like you. Tell me, do you feel it? Do you think we're off to something? Something
WMFO Medford, 9:58 in the morning at WMFO Medford. Said it twice, you know, just to make sure I'm compliant. I don't know. But anyway, you know where it's coming from. You know where I am, and that's good. Let me tell you what I played in that last set before we start in the second hour of this thing. Started off with another appearance, the second one, from the band Shred Flintstone, whose band name I just love. that was just put out. The album is called, the single is called Peace Music, and that was called Nowhere from that particular release. I'm confused. But anyway, really nice. It's kind of lo-fi, but melodic, and I just really like it. Keyside was next, Keyside, with a single that came out in 2023 called Angeline. The Stompers. Yeah, that was something that I heard Sal Baglio talking about on his radio show. He's got a radio show Wednesday nights at 6 on Wave Radio Boston. He was talking about that song, East Side Girl, and how it became a hit without ever being released on one of their albums. See, they made a video for it during the MTV years, and they played the hell out of it, and it became a hit. And he noticed when they played that